Community Links Wellbeing have been servicing the Whinjacarabbee and Wallandilly Shires for over 30 years, supporting people and driving change within the community, drawing on individual strengths to overcome life's challenges. Community Links Wellbeing connects local communities, builds stronger families, and supports people in need. Services include family support, allied health, playgroups, Aboriginal playgroups, bushfire recovery support programs, mental health support services, and community engagement. For further information, phone 4683 2776 or online at communitylinks.org.au or info at communitylinks.org.au.
It is coming up to 29 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock and you are listening to Friday Drive here on Highland FM 107.1. Adam with Jen and the lovely Alice, and we have on the line a very special guest, a lady that is sure to bump anyone's funny bone. It is Dr. Quack. Dr. Quack, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fabulous now I'm talking to you, my lovely friends in the Highlands.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Aren't you sweet?
You always bring warmth every time we interview Dr. Quack. This is Jen. I've interviewed you before in Barrel a few years ago, but you always bring warmth wherever you go, Dr. Quack.
Oh, that's a very nice thing to say.
Thank you very much for joining us. As you, I think Alice has no doubt made you aware, we have a campaign running this month supported by Community Links Wellbeing and the Southern Highland News, just with our, well, obviously bringing awareness to the importance of kindness and staying connected, and more in particular, our Kind Hearts campaign. So, look, thank you very much, Dr. Quack, and welcome to Friday Drive.
Lovely to talk to you. It's such an important time to stay warm and connected to each other. It's not just the winter weather, it's the dreaded Rona, it's all, but I think everyone's feeling a bit in shock with
yes.
what 2020 has brought, so I think our services are needed more than ever.
Most definitely. And Corona, I know I'm suffering from Corona belly at the moment too, I think like a lot of other people, so.
I think
yes,
also
I've been fattening my curves too.
I've been working out, Dr. Quack. I sort of limit myself to 7 sit-ups a week. I wake up, I get out of bed. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I've been cross-training. I've been putting, a pie in one hand and a drink in the other. I find that's very effective when I'm at home isolated.
Yeah, no, it is, definitely. Now, we have Alice, the lovely Alice here in studio. I think she wants to say hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, Dr. Alice. Quack. It's Alice. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It's so lovely to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise. As you know, I'll just kind of say it for everybody who's listening in at home. So we've been doing the Kind Hearts campaign this week, talking a lot about kindness, and it's been our aim, so a collaboration here where we're really encouraging conversations about kindness, but also about the benefits to mental and physical health. Community Links Wellbeing has a very holistic perspective of health. We have a very close relationship with a GP practice here in Bowral called Winter Garden Family Practice, which is a really nice connection to the Humour Foundation, because it was Dr. Spitzer's practice, which is how we're connected to you, Dr. Quack. And I guess when we were thinking about who we could bring from our community to talk about kindness and how it kind of can make a difference to people in terms of how they're experiencing things, the Humour Foundation came instantly to mind. I know that you guys are all about the therapeutic benefits of laughter and play and the impact that humour can have on health and well-being. And I also know that you're very big on something that we have been talking about all week, and that's insightful connection. And that really stands out. So I'm wondering if perhaps you could tell us a little bit about what those benefits of laughter could look like.
Well, those connections obviously at the moment are a little bit hard when we're all isolated in our homes. And we, as clown doctors, have struggled with that because we weren't allowed to be in the hospitals at the sick kids' bedsides for a while. Mm. So that was a real struggle. So what we did, we all got together and used technology and thought, how can we do this? And what we've discovered is that going forward, we are back in hospitals, but not in full capacity at the moment, but we've discovered that in the future, because we've learnt these skills now that we can clown via technology and connect with kids and elderly people with dementia without actually being in the room, we could possibly visit kids in remote areas, or we can kids in palliative care. So we've actually extended the scope of our work. At first we were scared, we thought we were limiting what we were doing. Oh no, we can't be at the bedside of these sick kids. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And we realised that we've got these skills and we can train and we can learn how to be present via people's screens. So I think you were talking about kindness. I think to me as a clown doctor, one thing that I've learned, you know, even if I'm tired or even if I feel like, oh, I just don't feel like being kind or warm or connected today, once you start, it can take a tiny gesture. You get so much back from the act of giving kindness to other people that it feeds you and helps you. And yes. People say, oh, what a lovely thing you do to be a clown doctor. How gorgeous, how selfless. We get so much out of being clown doctors, whether it's elderly people with dementia or poor kids dying of cancer or a child who's had a car accident. We get so much back. We go home saying, wow, haven't I had a good day at work? And I think with tiny acts of kindness, it's like that. There's a beautiful Facebook group where people just post what the kind thing they've done today. And I think it's those tiny acts that we can all do, whether it's letting someone in the traffic or ringing that neighbour. How are you? How are you going? That's what it's about. It's about just seeking out those really tiny things, and you can change someone's whole day. We might have been with a child for 10 minutes, a child who's stuck in a room because they're having a bone marrow transplant. They can't have any visitors, but we're peeking through the window doing silly stuff. And, you know, years later we'll hear from a mum or a dad saying, oh, you made our day. And we think, wow, we were only there for 10 minutes because we couldn't go in that child's room. So I think that's what I'd love to get across to your listeners, that sometimes it can be the tiniest thing and it makes us feel good by giving it, but it also can change someone's whole perspective. They could have been having a rotten day. We don't know what's going on in people's lives, and we can do these beautiful gestures that really help people. So it can be a smile, it can be leaving some flowers on someone's doorstep, you know, it can be playing silly with someone in the next car in the traffic, or giving someone a smile. You know, it's tiny, beautiful, meaningful things, I think, that can really help. Our elder clowns have been doing a program down the South Coast in the last few weeks with elderly people living with dementia, and they haven't been able to go inside the nursing home, so they've been at the windows. And so they've been doing window visits, and all they've done are singing and miming and all sorts of stuff, and signs and crazy umbrellas and all this sort of stuff. And it changed the whole day for the nursing home. All the people who were working in the nursing home said that was so beautiful. And one of our other clients was saying, oh, I was only at that guy's window for 15 minutes. And the feedback from the nursing home was, he's now out of his chair. He's now dancing.
That's brilliant.
And he was really depressed before you popped in.
There's kind of two nice messages in that, isn't there? There's the fact that a very small gesture can go a long way. And there's also something profound in that sometimes change and limitation can bring new possibilities. So similar to you using technology to get into hospitals and therefore being able to reach people who are even more remote, there's something nice there, isn't there? We have a youth service called Reframe, and we have done a similar thing. So we had a big walk-in, which is a big hangout space for people 12 to 25 here in Bowral in the Highlands. And similarly, with virus restrictions, we've had to transfer that to an online space. And we've noticed exactly what you said, the same thing. So suddenly got a very big shire here, and suddenly we're able to have people that could never come to our walk-in because they didn't have transport, they can suddenly access our virtual walk-in on Zoom. So it's the same thing. I guess there's something, I don't know, there's a nice message in there that sometimes life throws things at you that you think are going to stop you, and actually there's innovation that can bring kind of new potential, isn't there?
Yeah, and we can find creative solutions to it. You know, we were terrified at first. We were like, oh, the hospitals need us more than ever. How do we do this, you know? These kids are trapped, and they can only, most hospitals only allowed one parent with each child, so they didn't have their siblings with them. They didn't have all those support networks. They got all the elderly volunteers out of the hospitals very early because they were a vulnerable group. Oh, how's the hospital going to run without those people? How are these families going to cope with one parent? So we thought, how do we reframe such a great word? You know, something that initially was daunting and terrifying can turn into a great solution or a way of going, hey, let's reach more people.
Yeah. Dr. Quack, I know that you guys use a lot of energy within yourselves and you travel to different hospitals than that, but I was reading that each clown is restricted to 3 days of work a week to help maintain their own emotional health, and I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's really important because it is tiring giving out all day and trying to put on a happy face and be cheery. And especially when you don't feel like it, and doing it for years. We've been in Sydney Children's Hospital for 23 years, so we've been around I went to the first meeting with Peter Spitzer in Sydney in 1996. So we've been around for a long time. And to maintain that level of quality and fun and connection, you do have to recharge. So we all do different things on those days we aren't clown doctors, and we can bring, you know, it used to be touring and shows or doing some TV, everyone, or circus, or all those things we can't do at the moment. So, yeah, we do need to rest and recuperate. And that's about self-care. Yeah. And I think that's really a really important message to get across.
That being kind to yourself as well.
And I think you touched on that.
And that's the way to be kind to other people, to look after your own needs. My mother's got dementia, and I find, you know, after all day at the hospital, I go and see her and I think, I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to rest. I need to recharge.
I get that. My father has dementia, and every time I hang up off the phone from him, before I hang that phone up, I always try and make him laugh because I want to know that the last time that I spoke to him, it was a laugh.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think you mentioned earlier, it kindness doesn't need to be complicated. It can be something as simple as a smile. And I think, Dr. Quack, too, with the services that the Humour Foundation offer, and the importance of humour and the importance of laughter, especially now that we're in, you know, all practicing social distancing, and a lot of people, which is, I think, also apart from kindness being, you know, one of the fundamentals for human existence, so is touch. And we've lost that ability. And I think, obviously, you know, humour and making people laugh and bringing a smile to their face is very, very important. So I think it's wonderful. I think what I've noticed, especially during COVID, is the level of creativity that, look, I think all businesses have come up with, you know, in order to, I guess, differentiate themselves in sort of COVID times and keep moving forward. So it's interesting how you guys are working. Like, is it like a Zoom platform you're working from, or?
Yeah, Zoom and all those kind of teams. And we've tried... And so we spent a few months just working out different technology and how's this going to work? How do two clowns in two different locations connect with the child in a third location? Mm. And what happens if the brother comes in the room and starts yelling, or how do we react to that, and how does it look, and all that sort of stuff? So we did a lot of practicing, and we put out on our kind of interweb, we put out a little notice saying, okay, it's school holidays, this is the last school holidays, not the current one, we need Clown Doctor's kids to be our guinea pigs. How's this going to work? But the beautiful thing is, Peter Spitzer's dream was always to have clown doctors from all around the country working together. And now, because of the technology, we can do that. We can have a clown doctor in Alice Springs working with a clown doctor in Tasmania, or working with a clown doctor in Queensland or Sydney, because of the technology. So we can actually work together.
I know with Winter Gardens, I used to see Dr. Spitzer first moved here in the Highlands, and I know that it actually all stemmed from Dr. Patch Adams. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
I believe Peter met Patch Adams at a conference 25 years ago and said, you know, I love your work. And Patch Adams said, go for it, you know, do it, just start. And Patch Adams is very much for connecting communities. He does a lot of work, and he'll travel and with a whole bunch of artists and doctors and architects to a particular community. And he said to Peter, go for it. So we had a meeting in a smelly police boys club in Sydney in 1996 and said, how's this going to look? And Sydney Children's Hospital in January 1997 said, come in, let's give it a go. So again, it's those little connections and starting relationships with people and taking our time. And now we're in 24 hospitals around the country. So
you're traveling. You are definitely travelling in that Dr. Mobile that you have. And cause
have you
also
got a Dr. Mobile? Do tell. Have you got a Dr. Mobile?
Yes.
Right. Has it got a red nose at the front?
Our beautiful sponsors, Hyundai, gave us that van, and they decorated it with all the clown doctor.
So you know who's on the road.
and funnily enough, I'd been to Dream Cricket.
I know you've been a couple of years.
Well, I've been quite a few times, and one year it was Halloween, and my teenager rang and said, "Come and pick me up, Mum." And I thought, "Okay, I'll take the van and I'll drive it from the Highlands." Still in the clown gear, and
as you do,
and completely forgetting that the clown van is totally festooned in the clown doctor thing. My colleagues are on the back. It looks loud and garish. And I pulled into this cul-de-sac with a whole, you know, 25, 15-year-olds acting cool.
Excellent.
My 15-year-old was mortified.
Melting.
You are the most embarrassing mother.
But how dare you, Dr. Clark?
Think of the laughter her friends got to experience and the wonderful therapeutic benefits they enjoyed.
That's right. Especially when I teased and waved and played my daggy music out the window. She loved that.
Perfect. So is it like a standard car horn? Is it your car horn on your Hyundai? Is it the standard car horn?
It is. We haven't had it modified. I think that's definitely something we need to look into. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Mm. Now, Dr. Quack, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure as always, and we hope to catch up with you again this year. Are you going back to Dream Cricket?
Love to. I hope it's on. I hope it doesn't get postponed. It really is a highlight of my year, and I love coming down to the Southern Highlands because it really is our spiritual homeland. It's where Peter started the whole thing. Mm. It's where the dream began. So many of the Southern Highlands community, Jan and Paul Stevens King, so many people fundraised for us when we didn't have the funds to get into the hospital. The Highlands community have been our lifeblood for years when we were a tiny charity, and they've helped us grow to be this around the country thing. So, yeah, I love coming to Barrel. It's my favourite.
Now, before you go, can I ask you, the power of touch, would you like to make a comment on that at all? Would you like to you know, the importance of touch and COVID-19 restrictions, and I think what a lot of people are longing for, which is you can't even shake anyone's hand these days, is that obviously an integral part of Humour Foundation? And
we did a great workshop with a Scottish clown doctor years ago, and where she talked about touching kids, particularly kids with a range of different abilities, and how integral that is. And now we're not allowed to touch anyone. We're not even allowed to touch the hospital curtains. We can't do slapstick. We're finding it now. We're back in the hospitals a little bit restrictive, but we are encouraging kids to put gloves on and touch their mum, or you know, reach out to a family member, reach out to someone they are allowed to touch. And again, it's that, how do we do this creatively? I ended up putting a rubber glove on the other day and touching my mum because I knew I needed just to touch her shoulder to reassure her. She was distressed because of her dementia, and that tiny touch with the glove, even with the glove on, I tried to keep away, but she just wanted me to touch her shoulder. That's a tricky one at the moment. It really is, because strictly speaking, we're not allowed to touch anyone in the hospitals. We can't touch the bed, the walls, anything. It's
But I think it's like that in society, like, because you go everywhere now and there's all these screens up wherever you go shopping, or, you know, also, it just feels, it feels like blessed be the fruit, the handmaid's tale. It's so controlled, and there's no personal space interaction at the moment. And, you know, you see the screens.
Through the glass.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, 100%.
So you can touch someone's heart without even physically reaching out. You can smile, you can laugh, you can try and bring some joy to people in your eyes, and that can make someone's day too. And I've discovered that, like I said, with the kids in the bone marrow room, connecting visually with them, they love that.
It is. It's the power of it. It's what's important is staying connected. Yeah, you're a very special lady, Dr. Quack. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I look forward to catching up again this year, and hopefully I can wrestle Jen, social distancing and permitting, I can wrestle the interview away from Jen, and I'd love to sit down and have a chat with you.
I don't know, that'll be game on. It would be game on, because I absolutely love interviewing Dr. Quack. She's actually one of the people that I always look forward to with Dream Cricket. And I made a point, didn't interview you last year, but I still made a point of coming up and saying g'day, because I just absolutely adore you as a person, but also what you do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'll be bringing you every Friday for some flattery.
That's okay. Just keep it on speed dial.
Fix me up that $50 later, Dr. Quack.
Kindness Friday.
Wonderful.
Call for some kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for supporting the campaign and for supporting Highland FM and Community Radio. A big thank you.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you for supporting the Clown Doctors. We really, really appreciate it.
Doors always open. Take care.
Wonderful. You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Community Links Wellbeing have been servicing the Whinjacarabbee and Wallandilly Shires for over 30 years, supporting people and driving change within the community, drawing on individual strengths to overcome life's challenges. Community Links Wellbeing connects local communities, builds stronger families, and supports people in need. Services include family support, allied health, playgroups, Aboriginal playgroups, bushfire recovery support programs, mental health support services, and community engagement. For further information, phone 4683 2776 or online at communitylinks.org.au or info at communitylinks.org.au.